When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach. Aisling, what are we talking about this week?
Carrots.
Carrots?
They are in season. They are here with us for the whole summer. So I want to talk about how we can enjoy them a little
bit more.
The
carrots that you're eating now then, when were they planted?
A few months ago.
A few months ago. You're not a farmer anyway.
You know what? I didn't grow my own carrots this year. We did grow carrots a couple of years ago. And the joy when we found this one little dinky carrot that popped up in the veg patch, it was just joyful. And I actually brought it in and cut it into 5 pieces and we shared it. But
oh, wow.
We're so proud.
Yeah, you need good soil now for carrots, a few stones. We have very stony soil. We have carrots planted, but I know in advance they're just going to be a mess. Too many stones.
I know, but it's worth it. It's worth trying. That's what I think when you go to planting.
So anyway, what are we talking about in terms of carrots? Why are carrots good for us? Why should we be eating more carrots?
There's so many different reasons. I suppose, you know, we heard the age-old adage, which is, you know, good for your eyesight. Good for your eyesight. Like, if you don't have 20/20 vision, carrots are not going to make your eyesight, you know, perfect 20/20 vision. But I suppose, look, they have beta carotene in them, which is a precursor to vitamin A. And that is what is associated with good ocular health and looking after our eyes. And it's that kind of preventing the degeneration, things like cataracts, it's preventing all of that. And very much so, it's not even that they, like I said, help with fixing your eyesight, but it's that night blindness. So, you know, when we turn off the lights at night and your eyes try to adjust to the dark.
Yeah.
That's the piece that the beta carotene and the vitamin A.
Okay.
How quickly you can adjust to that, which is really, really good. And also, they say that there's compounds in the carrots that are really good for blocking blue light filter. So you know, we sometimes wear, you hear people wearing glasses now to block blue light. Supposedly carrots can
just
help
eat carrots.
Well. Just eat the carrots.
Don't put the carrots in front of your eyes.
Do not
eat them.
Do not just eat them and munch on them.
There's different color carrots.
There is different color carrots. So
how is that? Were they always orange?
They weren't always orange. The very first wild ones were much more like a parsnip.
Oh, right.
More kind of nutty, bit more gnarly, bit white. And then the Dutch breeders, 1600, 17th century, started to kind of breed different variations of them. And
okay.
This is when they decided to go to an orange colour. So we ended up with orange colour carrots, which we are so familiar with. But we've started to see this lovely Irish company, Iona, and they're stocking into the supermarkets, selling rainbow carrots. So we sometimes see them called like heritage carrots.
Mm.
So they're bringing back the different breeds and the different generations.
And is the difference just the colour, or is there different
flavours?
Flavours as well. Okay.
Different colours. So we have purple carrots, which can sometimes be purple on the outside or purple on the inside as well. The purple ones are peppery. So think of something like a radish.
Okay.
They kind of have that slightly more peppery tang to them. You can get the really pale, they almost look a little bit anemic. They're kind of like these white, pale, orange, yellow carrots. Very sweet. A little bit like a kind of like those yellow kind of winter squash you get. So very sweet, low on the earthiness, and these kind of herby nuances, a little bit like almost like that aniseedy licorice, little kind of undertone to them. And then you have the red ones, and these are really, really sweet as well. So yeah, you've got lots of different, I suppose, colours. And look, again, we talk so often about these phytochemicals, anthocyanins. It's all those little compounds that are in there that are working away in the background for our health and our wellness. And we almost don't even know what they're doing in a lot of cases, but it's that anti-inflammatory impact all the time, reducing oxidative stress in the body, and that's what we're trying to do. And any veg that can do that.
What goes well with carrot? What do you pair it with?
Oh,
honey.
So yes, honey,
it's
and
the
butter.
Only one.
Beautiful.
That I can think of.
Roast them in the oven. It's absolutely gorgeous. They love parsley because they're kind of associated with the parsley family. They love mint.
All right.
Yeah. If you go to those Middle Eastern spices, they love cumin. They love coriander. They pair really well with beetroot. I suppose classically, we kind of know carrots and parsnips. I'm not my personal favourite now. I don't like parsnips.
Do you not like parsnips?
They're my one vegetable that I don't love.
I like a parsnip now. Yeah.
No, they're not for me.
Like a nice crunchy parsnip.
Roast in the oven.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice hard parsnip, yeah.
I pick through the parsnips and get to the carrots.
And mushy carrots.
Mushy, aw, Kieran, really?
I knew you'd react like that. No, I don't like mushy carrots.
You know what I will tell you? Like, carrots are beautiful eaten raw, obviously, right? And actually, they're really good for our teeth.
Oh, are they?
Raw. They almost, you know the way you give your dog a little chew stick to clean their teeth? Same effect for carrots in humans. They can help remove little bits of debris, little bits of plaque on our teeth. So actually munching on raw carrots.
Dip them in peanut butter.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Delicious. Yeah. I suppose yogurt, coconut, they take creaminess really, really well. So something like one of my favourite recipes actually is carrots, butter beans and coconut soup. So a tin of coconut milk, tin of butter beans, 4 carrots, 2 tins of stock, like chicken stock, vegetable stock, and it just makes the most beautiful, beautiful soup. And you know, I'm always trying to get us to eat more beans, more lentils, more pulses, because they're high in fibre as well. So it's a really lovely way to do it. And actually, that's another thing with the carrots. They're a non-starch vegetable. So because of that, then they can help to lower our, so they've low GI, so in terms of eating them, blood pressure really good for the gut biome, we've got all of that stuff. So they're really, like, they're such a standard in our house.
Yeah.
Sometimes we kind of need creative ways to cook with them to remind us how delicious they are.
Can you eat too many and turn orange?
Yes, you can, my friend. You would need to
eat,
they reckon, about 10 a day for a couple of weeks. But they do say you can cut.
You could manage that, 10 a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, they're very high in fibre, though. You'd fill up on the carrots quite quickly, I think.
Yeah.
What was that thing years ago? Was it Sunny D? Sunny Delight?
Sunny Delight, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, people would drink so much of it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that had any fruit or vegetables in it.
I don't think it did
That
either.
Just had chemicals,
no.
Yeah.
I must check, but I think there's some tanning products.
You can't get that anymore, can you, Sunny D?
Gone. Or certainly that version of it is long gone. Yeah, no, for sure. I think that the beta carotene, there's something in that is linked to tanning and a tanning product. You can take these supplements and they help you.
Okay.
But I don't know, is it just that they're turning your skin slightly
orange? Right.
I need to check that out.
Rub carrots in your skin. So what have we got in front of us then this week?
2 absolutely gorgeous recipes. I'm going to start you with this one, which is kind of a little bit like a starter.
Okay.
So this is gochugang roast carrots. So gochugang is this Korean fermented soya bean paste. Okay.
Okay.
Now, there is a bit of heat in it. Okay. But I know you don't like too much heat, so I didn't put too much heat on it. So roast those in the oven. So just peeled my carrots, and actually a lot of the nutrients are in the skin. So if you can get away with just scrubbing your carrots and leaving the skin on, particularly the younger carrots at the moment, like they're, you know, you can just wash them down and leave the skin on. Is that
I never take the skin off the carrots.
Do you not?
No, my wife thinks I do, but I don't. Leave it on.
You're just cheating, pretending like you're peeling them. But yeah, if you give them a good little scrub, like they're absolutely ideal. So I just scrub.
Sometimes I scrub them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's hope you do. Try.
This is delicious.
Isn't it gorgeous?
There's a little bit of heat in it. A
little bit of heat. So that's the gochugang paste. And you can pick it up, like Asian supermarket will deliver. You can order online or you'll find it for about €5 and it will last you for so long. So basically just sliced up the carrots, put the paste on them. I put maybe about 25, 30 grams of butter in the tray. So put the butter in the tray in the oven first. Get that sizzling and hot, melty. Toss the carrots in. Toss the paste in, toss them all around in that, roast them in the oven for about 35, 40 minutes until they're really, really tender. And I know you said mushy carrots there a minute ago and I was kind of giving out to you, but boiled carrots, steamed carrots that are mushy are not good. But carrots that you roast in the oven, the longer you roast them, there's this concept of kind of, I think it's Angela Hartnett, she's a UK Michelin star chef, she calls them all day carrots. You could basically put them in the oven with butter all day long and they just go so sweet and kind of caramelised and unctuous and beautiful.
Oh, it's delicious.
So that's really lovely. So my hummus is on the bottom.
Yeah.
So you've got, or you could do a kind of a herbed ricotta. So ricotta is a really good product. It's really high in protein, low in fat in terms of that kind of creamy dairy product. And I love to put in chives, tarragon, parsley, basil, mint. on the bottom, sit your carrots on top. And then what I did was I roast off chickpeas. So a tin of chickpeas on another oven tray while the carrots are cooking and sprinkle loads of cumin on them. So no oil on the chickpeas and just roast them. Or you can do them in the air fryer, which works really well. And then I paired it with just a tiny little bit of Santola goat's cheese mousse. That's just the extra fancy bit. That is not essential.
I've eaten the entire dish while you were talking. That is delicious.
Isn't it? And it's just carrots. There's no meat. There's no anything else in there. And like, if you wanted to make that a little bit more filling, pair that with a little bit of brown rice.
Okay.
Or a couple of lentils. You know, you can buy tins of lentils.
And turn it from a starter to a dinner.
Yeah. And I mean, like, and that's what I love, because you don't miss the meat, which is really good. Now, this one is my kind of Indonesian, almost like satay style stir fry.
Okay.
I took a couple of cheats. I wanted to create something that you could make midweek in under 10 minutes.
Right.
Okay. So I bought a packet of the stir fry mix in the supermarket. The kind of cabbagey one. You know, it has lots of different cabbages in it. A little bit of carrots, there's a little bit of corn, a little bit of edamame, a little bit of green beans in there. I think it's like €3 kind of for the pack. It says it serves two. So I would serve one portion for one person. I love potatoes in a curry or in a little stir fry. I think they're really, really nice. So these were leftover baby potatoes. And they say that the resistant starch when you leave them the next day, so they're actually better to eat for you the next day. So I just slice those up, a little bit of oil in the pan, toss in that stir fry veg, toss in my cooked little baby potatoes.
Okay, yeah.
Then we're hitting it up with some peanut butter, a little bit of like a satay sauce, or if you want just your peanut butter, your coconut milk, or you can use a coconut yogurt as well. A little bit of ginger, a little bit of garlic in there. Toss it all around, a little bit of soy sauce if you want for a little bit of saltiness. And then I paired it with a little bit of rice and I put some ginger pickled carrot on top.
Okay.
Now that ginger pickled carrot is so good.
So how do you do that? Ginger pickled carrot.
Grate two carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Grated about 3 or 4 centimetres of ginger. Heat up about 200 mils of either apple cider vinegar or white wine vinegar and about 5 tablespoons of sugar. So warm the sugar and the vinegar in a saucepan, put the grated carrot and the ginger in a bowl, and then just pour the liquor over it and allow it to sit for a couple of hours. And that will keep in the fridge for, you know, you'll get a week out of it. And just add it to a salad, even if you made like a couscous salad or you had even just a leafy green salad. It's zingy and it's kind of peppy and it's really bright and interesting. And it really kind of enhances the creaminess and the peanutiness of the stir fry. But I mean, isn't that gorgeous?
Like, it is. No, and did you fulfill the terms of your challenge? Was it a 10-minute deal?
Oh, yeah. That's done in like super, super quick.
Wow,
because
that's
all
great.
You're doing is just, like I said, the veg are in, the potatoes are already cooked, they're in. You can buy your pouches of rice that are already done. And we, like, I didn't put meat, we didn't put tofu. I was tempted to put tofu in. I was kind of going, you know what? It's actually okay with the veggies. And, you know, like, we're always talking about try to eat 30 plants a week. And I mean, like, you're easily hitting 15 in that one bowl alone.
You'd have ruined it with tofu.
I know you don't love tofu either. But it's a really, really good one. So look, I think that between that salad, you've got your beautiful roast gochujang carrots, carrot cake. I have a beautiful carrot cake recipe on my website and it has a white chocolate buttercream icing. Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't bring you that. I know, I feel bad even telling you about it.
Yeah,
not bringing
well, no, listen, maybe I'll have a go at it. Maybe. listen, if you want to have a go at it or you want to go at any of these, as Ashley said, I mean, the satay was, what, a 10-minute deal start to finish? And the other carrots as well were very easily done in the oven. And you can let them cook away all day. And as she says, they caramelise in that butter beautifully. All the detail on that is on Aisling's social media channel. So at Aisling Larkin on various places. And you'll find her, Aisling TV chef, mindful eating coach. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.